Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on istighfar, turning into repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith of Nabi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Wallahi inni la astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi akthara min 70 marrah. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, By Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah and turn to Him in repentance more than 70 times a day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying more than 70 times a day. This word sab'een in Arabic is normally used for kathrat. Kathrat means for abundance. So how he says that, I told you 1,000 times. Or I explained to him 1,000. It doesn't mean that you told a person 1,000. It means that many times I told a person or I explained to the person. Or I've done this 1,000 times before. That doesn't mean that he did it 1,000 times, but to show kathra, to show abundance. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Wallah, I take an oath in Allah, that I seek forgiveness from Allah, and I turn to Him in repentance more than 70 times, meaning many times a day. Ulama explained, this was the mercy and clemency of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was ma'asum, he was sinless, Allah Pak had protected him. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I make istighfar more than 70 times to teach us as the ummah how important it is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a part being is taking so much of trouble and effort to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we full of sins, napak, we have got so much of sins in us, how much more we should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this repentance and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves forgiveness, as we'll see in this hadith, next hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ لَمْ تُذْنِبُوا لَذَهَبَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِكُمْ وَلَجَاءَ بِقَوْمٍ يُذْنِبُونَ فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ. رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, By the oath of that being in whose control is my life. An oath, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say this, by taking an oath in Allah, in that being in whose control my life is, to show importance of what is going to be said. So before this he'll say, Wallahi, there was no need to take an oath, but sometimes to show the importance to us, because we are weak people. So sometimes every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is important, but we need that extra encouragement. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for emphasis, is mentioning, Wallahi, I take an oath in that being. So here he says, I take an oath in that being in whose control is my life. If you do not commit sins, Allah Pak will remove you and replace you with people who will commit sins and seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and He will forgive them. What is meant in this hadith, it doesn't mean we must commit sins. What is meant in this hadith is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive so much that if this insan didn't commit sins, then Allah Pak would have created another creation who would commit sins and Allah Pak would forgive them. Allah Pak loves forgiveness so much. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where have you seen this? Where a person makes mistake and he turns to Allah, and Allah is happy to forgive him. Allah is even telling us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how much He loves to forgive. So now this brings into wujud, into existence, this shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of just forgiving. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, he would make this dua and he would say that, O Allah, that from your ocean of forgiveness, from your ocean of your forgiveness, one drop is enough to forgive all the sinners of the world. All the sinners of the world, one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is enough. Can you imagine what the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like? If just one drop can forgive the whole world, everyone from before till the end of time, one drop from the ocean of Allah Pak's mercy, forgiveness is enough. So how much is the forgiveness of Allah? Allah Pak's forgiveness is vast and vast and vast. Therefore we should never ever lose hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All it needs is a person to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.